Anti-Trump protesters, wall is racist, feds torturing migrants in custody. By Penny Starr on February 18, 2019. A crowd of about 400 protesters rallied in front of the White House on Monday, carrying signs that called President Donald Trump a racist and claimed a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico is a symbol of the rise of white nationalism under this administration. One speaker, who works with Amnesty International, said the federal government is torturing migrants who are in custody after crossing the border into the United States. "You all are proof that bridges are better than walls," she said. "That love trumps hate. That no human being is illegal. And that we are all by virtue of our shared condition guaranteed to the same human rights." Some protesters evoked President Barack Obama in their hateful signs about President Trump. Penny Starr / Breitbart News. She told the story of a woman was separated for her son he entered the United States seeking asylum. ICE then jailed her in a prison-like facility in El Paso even though she and her child were here in search of protection, the woman said. "At Amnesty International, we've concluded that the treatment the woman has faced at the hands of the U.S. government amounts to torture," she said. One protester seemed to believe that not only did Trump collude with the Russians but is an agent. Penny Starr / Breitbart News. Mary Small of the Detention Watch Network was one of the speakers who claimed securing the southern border is racist. "This emergency declaration is unquestionable wrong, worrying, and a democracy-damaging power grab by a man in an administration with a wide authoritarian streak and a relentlessly myopic focus on fear-mongering and scapegoating," Small said. "It's not just a wall. It's a monument to his vanity and a sign and signal of ascendant white nationalism. We don't need another racist monument in this country." Reggie Hubbard, congressional liaison in Washington, D.C., strategist at MoveOn.org, said of the wall. "Pussy hats weren't in abundance, but protesters carried the same hateful signage that's been routine at anti-Trump rallies over the past 2 years. Fuck Trump, fake emergency, fake president, real loser, real traitor, impeach the Russian agent, and impeach the creepin' traitorous veep." They also chanted their open borders sentiments, including from Palestine to Mexico, "All walls have got to go." As Breitbart News reported, the George Soros-funded MoveOn.org organized the protests that allegedly took place across the country. The list of partners on a website devoted to anti-Trump activities reveals the left-wing politics behind it. 350.org. Five Calls. ACLU. ACLU of NM. ACT.TV. Action Group Network. Action Together Network. Action Together SEMA. Advancing Justice, Asian Law Caucus. AFSCME. Alianza Nacional de Campesinos Incorporated. America's Voice. American Federation of Teachers. American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, ADC. Arab American Institute. Bay Resistance. Bend the Arc, Jewish Action. Bernie Sanders Brigade. Blue Future. CARE Minnesota. CARE New York. CAP Action. Center for Popular Democracy. Central New York Citizen Action. CHISPA. Church World Service. Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR. Credo. Daily Kos. Defending Rights and Dissent. Delaware Common Cause. Democracy for America. Democrats.com. Equal Vote Local. Fair Immigration Reform Movement. Families Belong Together. Flip Florida. Franciscan Action Network. Global Exchange. Heard on the Hill. iAmerica Action. Immigration Hub. Indivisible. Indivisible Chicago. Indivisible Columbus District 3. Indivisible Front Range Resistance. Indivisible Indiana District 2. Indivisible Kings County. Indivisible Madison. Indivisible Napa. Indivisible Santa Barbara. Indivisible SF. Indivisible SF Peninsula and CA 14. Indivisible Washington's 8th District. Indivisible Ohio District 12. J Street. Jeffco Can. Jewish Alliance for Law and Social Action Impact. La Union del Pueblo Entero, LUPE. League of Conservation Voters. Milwaukee County Poor People's Campaign. Moms Rising. Muslim Advocates. Muslim Peace Fellowship, National Council of Jewish Women, National Immigrant Justice Center, National Immigration Law Center, NextGen America, Northern Nevada DSA, Ohio Indivisible 15, Peace Action, People Demanding Action, People for the American Way, People's Action, People's Climate Movement, Polygon Education Fund, Postcards for America, Public Citizen, Race Forward, RAISES, Rainforest Action Network, RAN, Resistance 365, ResistBot, Rise Stronger, Rogan's List, Saratoga Progressive Action, Sierra Club, Southern Border Communities Coalition, Southland Resistance, Stand CNJ, Stark Indivisible, TRUA, The Rabbinic Call for Human Rights, The Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, The Harry Potter Alliance, The Revolutionary Love Project, The Wisconsin Poor People's Campaign, Ultraviolet, United Action for Idaho, United Vision for Idaho, United We Dream, Westchester Citizen Therapists, Win Without War, Working Families Party. On Friday, Trump signed a federal spending bill that gives him $1.3 billion for border security. The president also declared a national emergency to allow him to put alternative monetary resources in place to get the wall project completed. Several leftist groups are suing the president, which means legal battles over the wall could go on for months. Meanwhile, construction and reinforcement of the wall project continue. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.